A new report by the Salt Lake Chamber says Utah needs to add nearly as much water in the next 45 years as it uses now. Capturing and storing this water will cost nearly $15 billion, and keeping current systems up to date will cost another $18 billion. But Chamber President Lane Beatty says the potential cost of ignoring Utah's water future is astronomical.
The critical issue of being a great steward is not just looking at how you supply the needs of today, but being a great steward is how do you supply the needs of the future. And that's what we're talking about when we talk about water. It literally is the lifeblood of society.
The report says $5.4 trillion in economic activity is already on the line, from river rafting to computer chip manufacturing. So the Chamber is kicking off an initiative this week to bring businesses into the discussion. Jody Williams is a Salt Lake City lawyer and a member of the New Water Committee.
We are going to have to be creative about how we conserve, use, and develop water. Bringing the business perspective to this challenge through the Chamber's involvement is going to help us secure a prosperous future for all of Utah.
The initiative is just the latest water task force in the nation's second driest state. What everyone seems to agree on so far is that Utah needs to do better in managing this precious resource. Zach Frankel is executive director of the Utah Rivers Council. He calls the business community's report a spending wish list that will increase public debt and homeowner costs.
It's a spending fantasy that would raise water rates, property taxes, and impact fees.
Frankel's group contends that aggressive conservation and market pricing of water can solve Utah's water problems without big and expensive water projects. Judy Fays, KUER News.